We're talking about O.J. Simpson parole hearing in July. First, I want to welcome Michael Gottlieb to the program. Michael, welcome.
Thank you, Dr. Drew. How are you?
Good. Well, Michael's a criminal defense attorney and now former prosecutor Peter Brill. Peter, you're welcome as well.
Thank you.
So, Mike, you seem very interested in this topic. I'm going to let you conduct some of this interview. Let me start with the defense attorney. What is the likelihood that this O.J. Simpson will have parole in July?
Well, I think it's interesting that, you know, he's reapplying. He's been paroled on certain charges as of 2013, but of course these charges ran consecutive. So the law in Nevada requires that the board consider him again, and then they have to consider the severity of the charges, the various risk factors. You know, you'd have to think that they've already considered the severity of the charges and the various risk factors and found him to be an acceptable risk. But then they also get to consider his prior crime that he was acquitted of, the trial of the century. But at the same point in time he was acquitted there, he was found civilly guilty. So I think it's really tough to see what they're going to do, if they're going to commute his sentence any further.
And, Peter, what would the role of the prosecutor be in perhaps preventing that or addressing it?
Well, parole is inherently political, and so the parole board is always going to be looking to the position of the prosecution to decide if the government is in favor of release or not. So there's always going to be some hefty influence that the prosecution has on the process.
As you pointed out, parole is inherently political. Is it a benefit or is it a burden that he is O.J. Simpson, maybe the most famous defendant of all time?
I guess it depends on where you're coming from, right?
Yeah.
And the Las Vegas population is probably not the same as the Los Angeles population that acquitted him. So that's probably going to be held against him, given the demographics.
Has he been doing himself any favors with the little bits of information and I don't want to say interviews, but just the correspondence we've had with O.J. Simpson from behind bars? Has he been doing himself any favors? Has he been a model prisoner? Has he been a guy that's been following the rules, or has he been a diva?
Let's ask Michael that. My understanding is he has been a model citizen. Is that not true, Michael?
Again, I think that, you know, as Peter said, it's really subject to your perspective. I mean, some people would say him talking about the murders, him writing a book about it, a lot of people find that distasteful from some, you know, a lot of people think he's guilty. You know, there's a difference between not guilty and innocent. So, you know, he was acquitted, but that doesn't necessarily make him innocent in the eyes of some of the public. But we have a person who's 69 years old. I think that that's something that's political as well, his age, whether or not he's a risk to society. He is a famous athlete, movie star. I think all that plays into the decision of the parole board and whether or not they decide to grant or deny him parole.
And he is an older man now. And, Peter, I was watching the 30 for 30 series, and it seemed to me that the judge that sentenced him this time would just have nothing to do with him. Was just like, here he comes. Here's your sentence. Get out of here. Is she have any role in this parole hearing, do you think?
I think it's always helpful if the sentencing judge enters a favorable opinion, but I think you're right in this situation. This judge wants to stay as far away from this process as possible. So it's probably going to be between the victims and the prosecutor, and whatever progress that OJ's made to give his reputation perhaps a little bit of a buffing since he wound up there.
What's your prediction?
I think he's going to get out. I do.
Michael, you agree?
Yeah, I don't disagree. I think, as unfavorable as that may seem, I think they're probably going to commute his sentence.
And is he going to have to stay in Nevada? Will he be under some sort of, halfway house sort of situation? Or is he free to go after that?
Most states have laws that would require him to be on some kind of controlled release for the remainder of the sentence. But he would likely be allowed to move to a different state.
And, Peter, if you were the prosecutor, would you take exception to that?
I think that he's not going to be too far away. L.A. is an easy drive, right?
I guess so, but it's foisting him upon us.
He knows the golf course is here.
Do either of you actually believe he would be a danger?
I think it's unlikely. I think that the situations that he's alleged to have gotten into before were all with people who were familiar to him. So he's probably, given his history, one could argue, only a danger to people who are familiar with him.
Huh.
I don't think he's a danger to society at large.
Peter?
Well, the danger to the media, I'd say. That's about it.
You know, there's one part of his story that really get completely told was his relationship with substances. And I wonder if that could get going again, or would he have any sort of monitoring it as it pertains to that? I imagine there's information there that the criminal justice system has. Would they be paying attention to that?
I think parole is similar to...
Peter, go ahead. Peter first, please. Peter.
I think parole is similar to probation. There's always conditions that you have to follow. I'm sure that counseling and drug testing would be part of it.
Yeah. Michael?
No, I agree 100%. If he's on some type of controlled situation, he's going to be monitored and probably very closely.